With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. and Russian negotiators this week discussed the termination of the latest, I should say expiration, of the latest U.S.-Russian peace accord when it comes to weapons. It's now expired, and President Trump says it is time to come up with a new arms treaty, one that also factors in the growing role from China. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, meanwhile, says the president does plan to keep up all the pressure on the Iranian regime.
There's a lot of different ways we can do that, military means, financial means, economic means. But I think we want to keep the pressure on them and try to do everything we can to help the brave Iranian people who are protesting against their corrupt dictatorial regime.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Trisha McLaughlin with DHS says Minnesota alone has apprehended some 4,000 violent illegal criminals.
An individual from Laos convicted of sexual assault and terroristic threats. An individual from Uzbekistan. He's a known or suspected terrorist. An individual from Guatemala arrested. Domestic violence and a DUI. These are the individuals we're going out every single day. Our law enforcement are risking their lives to remove from the streets.
And Congress is still debating renewed funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Economist Steve Moore says the Democrat-run states have a growing demographic problem to deal with.
This next census, which comes in 2030, California could lose 4 congressional seats. Now think about that. This is a state for the last 150 years has always gained electoral states as it grew and grew and grew. And under Gavin Newsom, they've lost over 2.5 million residents on net.
That is economist Stephen Moore, and he made his comments in an interview this week with the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, it was a history-making day with the Dow up 1,200 points on Friday. This is SRN News. Americans offering their thoughts on religion and entertainment.
According to a new poll released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative, 92% of adults say faith has a role to play in movies and TV, and 77% believe depictions of faith would have broad appeal. Allison Brady of Harris X says the survey contains suggestions for Hollywood, adding that integrating religion into a story, quote, shouldn't feel forced. It shouldn't feel like a message. It should feel organically part of the character's life and the storyline. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has concluded that San Jose State University discriminated against women by allowing a man to play on the women's volleyball team. The education department says the school must accept a settlement or risk losing federal funding. The university, located in California, would have to accept the administration's definition of male and female. This is SRN News. Keith Peters says it's a story of human kindness in Connecticut.
Firefighters came to the rescue of a swan found stuck in a frozen Connecticut river this week. Norwalk Fire Department crews donned cold water rescue suits and used ropes to carefully go out on the ice-covered Norwalk River on Tuesday. They soon found the swan's feet were frozen into the ice, and it took them about 30 minutes to free the bird and bring it to shore. Keith Peters reporting.
The unprecedented four-site dual cauldron Milan-Cortina Winter Games have officially been declared open at the conclusion of a ceremony yesterday, replete with references to Italian icons and culture. This is the most spread-out Olympics in history. That's because of the way it's laid out over a large area. The competition venues actually dot an area roughly the size of the state of New Jersey. Athletes find themselves traveling quite a bit to get to their venues. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.